It is 3:16 at 7:30 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Rich Campbell. Talk a little Redskins. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good. Buffalo this weekend, and it's out of the country.
That's right. I'm going north of the border. This game is in Toronto because the Bills have a five-year agreement to host one game there a year, try to expand their market share a little bit, and I guess it's been a success so far. I haven't looked into a lot of the numbers, but I know I'm happy to be going to Toronto instead of Buffalo. Nothing against Buffalo, but Toronto, world-class city.
Yeah, Toronto is a cool place. The crowd there, though, I mean, are they generally Buffalo fans?
I believe so. Some of the quotes that I've read coming out of the Bills facility this week say that there is a decent amount of Buffalo fans at the game, but I think it's an attractive option for the road team's fans to travel to. I mean, I assume there's going to be a lot of Redskin fans who, you know, maybe people out there make one trip a year. This is one that would certainly jump off the schedule at you and look like an attractive trip. So I expect a lot of Redskins fans there. And a lot of the Bills players say that the home field advantage that they have at their normal stadium, Ralph Wilson Stadium in Orchard Park, it is not the same, and that it doesn't carry over to Toronto. So the Redskins catch a little bit of a break there, and that it's more of a neutral site game than normal.
Yeah, and you're right about it. You can get there in a hurry, you know, by today's standards, you really can. So I could see where, you know, quite a few fans would head that way. All right, let's talk about Beck. Has he built a little confidence this week?
I think so. He'll have to operate without Santana Moss.
Yeah.
And that's a big loss for him. Santana's out, 3 to 7 weeks with a broken hand. And so he's going to count on a lot of younger receivers to step in and play well. A guy like a rookie, Niles Paul, fifth rounder. Anthony Armstrong, second-year player. Leonard Hankerson, even, a rookie out of Miami. These guys are going to get an expanded opportunity to play. And the Redskins really need someone to establish themselves as a playmaker because guys aren't winning enough battles. You know, these receivers need to win against their defensive back and get open, let John Beck help them, you know, move the offense. And so we'll learn a lot about some of the youth on this team with Moss out. But I think Beck does have confidence having played a full game, and he's gone back and analyzed 4 quarters worth of his performance, and he expects to be better with some of his decision-making and his accuracy.
Yeah. You mentioned Moss. What about Cooley? He's out for the year, right?
Yes, he's out for the season because of his knee, not the broken finger he suffered against Philadelphia, but it was a much greater problem with his surgically repaired left knee. He had it looked at by renowned orthopedist James Andrews earlier this week, and what they decided was that if Cooley had played the rest of the season, his knee joint was so inflamed that he would have had to have had a microfracture surgery that there's only a 50-50 chance he could ever come back from.
Really?
So it was a no-brainer to shut him down, and now he kind of looks towards the future, and he's very confident that he'll be an elite tight end in the NFL when he comes back, but the players always say that, and Cooley really just has to prove it. You know, do what the doctor tells him. He said, look, I'm a stubborn guy, and I didn't want to see the doctor, and I didn't want to admit that this knee was a problem. And even yesterday, the doctors told him he needs to be on crutches just to take the weight off the knee and keep it from being inflamed. And I saw him walking around with him, sometimes with him without. You just got to follow the orders and try to work his way back, because the Redskins really do need playmakers like him, and he can still help them if he's healthy.
Yeah, he blamed a late start on it not sticking with the rehab. He kind of admitted that he made some mistakes along the way, right?
Yes, and it goes back to that stubbornness.
Yeah.
He had the surgery the day after the season, and in a normal off season, players are allowed to report to the team facility and work with the team's strength and conditioning coaches, trainers, and because of the lockout, they weren't allowed to do that. And Cooley said he was not proactive enough in hiring his own people. And he waited till June when, he started to get the sense, hey, something's not right here, to hire his own rehab guy, his own physical therapist. But it was too late by then.
Yeah.
And he looks back on it with regret. And in the big picture, it will have cost him the season.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the game a little bit coming up. What does Buffalo bring that's really going to give the Redskins a hard time?
Well, their offense is very good, one of the top-ranked offenses in the NFL. And what they do is they use all of the field. I mean, they're very good at spreading a defense out, with four wide receivers. And the other thing they do is a lot of quick passes. And they have allowed the fewest sacks in the NFL on the flip side of that, the Redskins are up among the with defense has the most sacks in the NFL. So something's going to give there. The Bills like to get the ball out quickly and cut down defensive linemen with cut blocks, you know, low blocks that cut their legs out from under them. So the Redskins are going to have to find a way to disrupt the timing and play just play better all around than they did against Carolina. Their defense was bad.
Well, they gave up. Carolina they gave up. Gave up 33 last week. If you do it with the Bills, you lose.
No doubt. And part of the problem last week was guys weren't certain of their assignments. And when you're talking about that type of mental preparation, you're looking at some big picture issues. You know, coaching needs to get these players ready every week, and so the Redskins. This is a very big game for the Redskins defense, and that they just need to be sharper. You know, they need to tackle better. They need to know their assignments. They need to be crisper, because it's one thing when your players are playing their best and they're losing, and it's not good enough. But the Redskins haven't gotten full. I don't want to say effort, because that's not the issue, but they have not gotten the maximum out of their talent. And that's a real problem. When you're not getting everything out of your star players, like a London Fletcher or a LeRon Landry, you know, there's some big picture issues. So this is a very important game for the defensive coaching staff and that whole side of the ball.
Yeah. Turnovers, big problem last week for the Redskins. How is Buffalo in that regard?
I think they're the best. I believe they're number one in the NFL in takeaways. And their defense doesn't rank very high. They're one of the worst defenses in the league statistically, except for that turnover number. And they're very good at getting interceptions. So the Redskins have to protect the ball, and the way they do that is not to throw it. They pound the run like they started against Carolina last week. And then part of it is just ball security. The Redskins fumbled last week because John Beck got sacked, and they fumbled because Jabbar Gaffney was holding the ball too loosely. They just need to be sharper with that. And if they protect the ball, they really do have a chance to win.
All right, so who gets the ball? Which running back gets most of the work this week?
Well, I think Ryan Terrain is probably the number one guy, because Roy Helu has been in that secondary role no matter whether the number one guy has been Hightower or Terrain. And with Hightower now out for the season following his injury last week, I think we see Terrain getting the feature carries and Roy Helu in that complementary role. But maybe Roy Helu does get more carries than he has been. It'll be really interesting to see who's hot. I mean, I think Shanahan will go with the hot hand depending on how it goes early. But the Redskins really need to keep the ball on the ground and set up play action. I thought they did a pretty good job of that last week against Carolina, but the defense didn't hold up at its end of the bargain, and they ultimately had to abandon the run.
All right. And finally, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get back on the right track with a prediction this week. What would that
be? Okay. I was asked just before I came on, I was formulating it, so let me complete the job right here.
All right.
I'm going to say Bills 24, Redskins 23. I think it's very close. It's a 6-point spread in Buffalo's favor, so I think the Redskins keep it closer than that. But ultimately, I just think Buffalo has too many weapons. They're coming off a bye week, and it sends the Redskins to their third loss in 4 weeks.
Yep, I tend to agree with you. All right, Rich, we'll see what happens, and we'll talk on Monday.
All right, Andy, thanks.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Rich Campbell, Washington Redskins reporter here at the Washington Times.